Moving on now to our second story, Syrian forces are pushing ahead with military operations to clear insurgents from the Damascus suburbs. Fighting is now underway near the town of Yarbrud, north of Damascus. The town in the Qalamun region is located near Nabek, which was recaptured by government troops yesterday. They took over Nabek after seizing a key highway nearby. Michael Malouf is a former Pentagon official. He's with us now live from Beirut. Let's get his reactions. Mr. Malouf, thank you for being with us on the Top 5. A lot of people are now seeing these advances, Mr. Malouf, made by the Syrian troops as a major gain, because they're saying Syria is getting closer to the aim of closing the Lebanon border to the militants. Do you see this as a strategic achievement for Syria, and is it going to affect the government's position, especially in the upcoming talks in Geneva?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And secondly, it is a very strategic development. It does bolster the government of Syrian President Bashar Assad. Also, the key is going to be to hold the presence there, because what has effectively occurred is the cutting off of supply lines for the foreign fighters from Lebanon and also from Turkey, for that matter. This is very, very important, and it also helps to secure Damascus itself. But the key is going to be the counterinsurgency initiatives to maintain and hold that area for as long as possible, and not once you take it over and then leave. It's got to be maintained, and the troops have got to stay there in order to ensure that those rebels no longer have the ability to acquire the supplies that they require. And it cuts off supplies also to rebels within Syria near Damascus, and that's very, very important.
So basically, a lot of people have been saying that the question was, how strong can we see now the Syrian government versus the insurgents? They're saying that because of the infighting that we're seeing among the insurgents, because of these kinds of advances, that some are even going as far as saying that the insurgency is near its end, though that's not, you know, something that a lot of people would agree on. What's your idea?
Well, my idea is that the insurgency is on the ropes in many respects, especially among the opposition. The concern will remain the foreign fighters. If Saudi Arabia is successful in developing the Islamic Front with its 75, by pulling together 75,000 of fighters, foreign fighters, as they've threatened to do, then poses an additional problem. I don't see any enthusiasm by the United States right now in supporting that, notwithstanding certain press reports, recent press reports. But I think the United States sees that this is not a that the opposition is completely infiltrated by these radical fighters, and that you really can't distinguish them, even though they've changed their names. They talk about moderates. It's just not the case. And I think that the al-Assad regime has got to remain strong, mm-hmm. and stay focused the way that they are, and notwithstanding the fact that the Saudis are desperately trying to finance and continue to equip the fighters. But for the most part, the foreign fighters are feeling, particularly the opposition, is feeling that the days may be numbered.
Mr. Michael Malouf, former Pentagon official. A lot of questions, of course, remaining, but we've run out of time. Thank you very much for being with us on the Top 5. You are watching the Top 5.